This is Beth Joan Shaw with Spirit of Success, and welcome to First Things First, a weekly devotional for businesswomen who desire God's guidance as we seek to honor Him with our businesses. We meet by teleconference each week on Monday morning to hear a word in the Lord and to encourage each other in prayer. And as you listen, if you think of someone who would benefit from hearing this, just pass this along to them. Well, I hope that you have been enjoying our summer study of Rick Warren's book, God's Answers to Life's Difficult Questions. We have just two more lessons after this one. I don't know about you, but I've learned a lot. I've had numerous aha moments throughout this study, and this lesson is another one of those with aha moments because I can relate to it so well. Maybe you can too. The question for today is, how did I get myself into this mess? Can you think back to a time in your life when things got messy? Maybe even a hot mess? Well, most all of us have those seasons. Maybe you're experiencing a messy season right now. You know, the thing about messes in our lives is that they usually start small, but over time, if we don't make a course correction, the mess begins to grow. Well, that's what happened in Samson's life. Samson, as we read about in the book of Judges, was the long-awaited son of his parents who had previously not been able to have children. But God intervened and blessed them with Samson. And God told Samson's parents that Samson was very special. He was to be set apart. God asked that he would be raised as a Nazarite, meaning he would have a very special diet, that no fermented drink would ever cross Samson's lips, and that they were never to cut Samson's hair, which was an outward symbol of God's strength within him. God had set Samson apart for a great purpose. The purpose was to begin the deliverance of God's people, the Israelites, from their enemy, the Philistines, after 40 years of captivity. Well, Samson's parents were obedient to God, and they raised Samson just like God had instructed. And so when Samson grew up, well, he became a leader in Israel. They were called judges back then, but he was a leader. And he seemingly had everything going for him. He was good-looking, he was incredibly strong, and he had a relationship with God. So what could go wrong? Well, as author Rick Warren describes Samson, quote, he was his own worst enemy. He wasted his life and brought all kinds of troubles on himself, end quote. Oh, when I read that, I can relate to being my own worst enemy and causing messes in my life in the past. How about you? Well, author Rick Warren shares three traps that Samson fell into that we want to avoid in order to stay out of future self-imposed hot messes. First, Samson didn't learn from his mistakes. He didn't learn from his mistakes. You see, Samson failed to learn to control his two big weaknesses. Samson had a lot going for him, but he had two big weaknesses that he kept making mistakes with, and he never learned from them. His first weakness was his bad temper. He was always seeking revenge on somebody. And second weakness was his uncontrolled physical desires. And because he didn't learn from continued mistakes he made with these, he got into a hot mess. Rick Warren describes it this way in his book on page 155. He writes, he, Samson, was physically strong but morally weak. He deliberately ignored God's principles. His life was really a pathetic cycle of failures. He never learned. He kept making the same mistakes over and over again. For him, it was really kind of a game, like how close to the fire can I get and not get burned? Well, we know you can't play with fire. That's not smart. You know, God gives us the power to learn from our mistakes, but we've got to cooperate with him. Samson didn't learn that lesson until the very end of his life. We've got to learn from our mistakes. second trap for Samson was he didn't choose his friends very wisely. He didn't choose his friends well. As author Jim Rohn once said, you are the combined average of the five people you hang around with most. So what role do your associations play in your seasons of messes? Oh, I can look back at my seasons of messes, and most of the time, my associations were not the best. And isn't this one of the repeated warnings you give to your own kids to choose their friends wisely? Because we know what role bad associations play. Rick Warren writes this in his book on 157, you will eventually become like the people you spend the most time with. That is why it's important to choose your friends wisely. Samson was defeated by bad associations, even though God had chosen him for a special task. Samson developed unhealthy relationships, and his friends led him astray. What kind of friends should you have? Well, the kind who bring the best out in you, who lift you up, who encourage you, who make you a better person. Samson didn't do that. We do well to choose our friends wisely. And the third mistake that Samson made, he didn't take God seriously. Samson had a relationship with God, but he didn't take it seriously. He didn't pay attention to God. He didn't ask for God's guidance, nowhere in Judges until the very end of Samson's life did we see that he prayed about anything, even though God chose him specially. As a result, Samson got into messes, an especially big hot mess. But you know what? I can relate. The more I drifted from God in my past, the bigger the mess I would get into. Oh, it can still happen today if I'm not careful. Rick Warren writes on page 159, he, Samson, did not ask God for direction. He just went out and did whatever he wanted to. We would save ourselves many problems and spare ourselves much pain if we would just stop and ask God for direction before we jump into something with both feet and get all messed up. Taking God seriously means paying attention to what he says and seeking his guidance and wisdom every day. Samson never really got serious about living for God until the very end of his life, after everything had finally fallen apart. Sadly, it took him so long. You know, when we don't learn from our mistakes, when we choose the wrong kind of friends, when we don't take our relationship with God seriously, we're headed for trouble. Now, most of us, by this season of our lives, we've had enough experience with messes that we know what not to do. We know to avoid. Praise God for his patience and long-suffering with us through our messes. He is a God who never gives up on us. He never gave up on Samson. At the end of Samson's life, when he had played with fire one too many times, he was sadly captured by the Philistines. They cut off his hair, they gouged out his eyes, and they shackled him. So all he could do all day was grind grain in prison. It was then, when he was in the biggest mess of his life, that he cried out to the Lord. As we read in Judges chapter 16, starting in verse 25. While they, the Philistines, were in high spirits, they shouted, "Bring out Samson to entertain us." So they called Samson out of the prison, and he performed for them. And when they stood Samson among the pillars, Samson said to the servant who held his hand, "Put me where I can feel the pillars that support the temple, so I may lean against them." Now the temple was crowded with men and women. All the rulers of the Philistines were there, and on the roof there were about 300 watching Samson perform. Then Samson prayed to the Lord, "O sovereign Lord, remember me, O God. Please strengthen me just once more, and let me with one blow get revenge on the Philistines for my two eyes. Then Samson reached toward the two central pillars on which the temple stood, bracing himself against them, his right hand on the one, his left hand on the other. Samson said, "Let me die with the Philistines." Then he pushed with all his might, and down came the temple on the rulers and all the people in it. Thus he killed many more when he died than while he lived. God never gave up on Samson, and he never gives up on any of us. As Rick Warren closes this chapter, he writes, "Maybe you feel that you have messed up in your life so badly that God will never love you and use you again. But remember Samson. God never gave up on Samson, and he has not given up on you. God sees your potential, and he remembers why he made you. You were created for great things. Only as you move into the center of God's will can you discover why you were made. But when you do, things will begin to click and fall into place. You will feel fulfilled and will become successful in God's sight as you realize that you are doing what God created you to do." Well, thank you for listening, and I pray that you received a word from God today that will encourage you and equip you to do your work as unto the Lord. And if you know someone who would benefit from hearing this podcast, please pass it along to them. And if you would like to participate in our weekly live First Things First Bible study time, just email me, Beth@spiritofsuccess.com. Thank you, and God bless.